Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. For the 14th of August, this is your host, Paul White, and we are proceeding into the fifth verse of the second chapter of our ongoing chronological study of the book of 1 Peter. He says at the top of verse 4, coming to him, this is Christ, coming to Christ as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. And we indicated yesterday this is a Old Testament motif of the form of government. Christ now as the leader of a new government, but he's not a dead leader, he's a living stone. And this is something the New Testament writers repeat often, is the fact that Christ is alive. They do this, it seems unnecessary to you and I, because we see Christ as living, and living in us, living, ever living to make intercession. But this is a first generation account of a man they knew by the name of Jesus. And most of the people that they are speaking to heard that this man was killed at the hands of the Romans. So they keep reiterating, no, he's alive. He's alive. And this makes the resurrection of Jesus the central turning point of the theology of the first century church. How could it not be? If you saw Jesus in his resurrected form, that would be the center of your message. From that day forward, you would have to always mention, hey, you've heard that he died. I'm telling you he's alive. So when you read things like the living stone, which seems odd, understand why he's doing that. Now, in this case, Peter is actually setting us up to compare the living stone Christ with the living stone us. Let's read it all. We'll go 4 and 5. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I love that phrase when it's put together, verses 4 and 5. In fact, many years ago, when this was first revealed to me, and I was reading this, and I think I preached this, there's probably a sermon out there somewhere from a few years ago of me dealing with this passage, I drew little arrows in my Bible. If you're looking at a hard copy of the text, or even a digital copy, you'll notice that verse 4 ends with the word precious, and then a comma. Verse 5 begins with you also, and then a comma. Not a capital Y on the word you, but just a continued sentence. So it sounds more like this. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God, precious you also as living stones. The word and there, by the way, is not even in the original Greek, so it's but chosen by God, precious you also as living stones. I think the you also connects as well to precious as it does to living stones. Christ is a living stone who had been rejected by men, but chosen by God, precious. You also are a living stone. You'll be rejected by men. You're chosen by God, and you're precious. So before you dig very deep into the fifth verse, let the you also connect you back to the power of the fourth verse. Christ is a living stone. Christ is rejected by men. Christ is chosen by God. He is precious. You also. So you're not only alive like he is alive. You're not only oftentimes going to be rejected in the way he was rejected. You're also chosen by God. But the fourth one might be the best of it all. You're precious. You are everything he declares you to be. You are precious in the eyes of God. You are precious as an individual. You are precious in the way Jesus was precious. And who is Jesus precious to? Well, I mean, Jesus is precious to us. But Jesus is precious in the eyes of God to the Father. I have a feeling, and I probably should research this, but I have a feeling that the sermon that is in my mind that I ministered was called The Precious Jesus, or The Preciousness of Jesus, The Preciousness of Christ, because I know that we ministered that. I think it was back in our time as pastor in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, when we were at Midland. But let me show you the Greek on this. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, because sometimes we get into the depth of this in the Greek, it kind of helps bring things alive. The Greek word is entimos. And entimos shows up five times in the New Testament. Twice it's precious, once it's dear, once it's more honorable, once it's in reputation. But hear the dictionary definition of entimos. Held in honor, prized, precious. And it's honorable in reputation. But I love that phrase, prized. The first time you see this, you don't see it in the English, but the first time you see this in the Greek is in Luke chapter 7. A certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. That phrase, dear, is entimos, precious, prized. It was prized to him. And then you don't see it again until Luke 14. You never see it in any other gospel but Luke, by the way. And it's in that parable when Jesus says, when you're bidden of any man to a wedding, don't sit in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than you be bidden of him. In other words, sort of debase yourself for the sake of embarrassment. He uses the phrase, lest a more honorable man, a more prized, a more precious man. So that prize would be in the eyes of the host. And then we don't see it again until here, 1 Peter chapter 2. Or we see it, Paul says it once in Philippians, but 1 Peter chapter 2, a living stone, rejected of men, chosen of God, precious. Then when you get down to verse 6, we see the word again. The stone the builders rejected, chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And that's a quote from Isaiah 28. Maybe today, this is your word for the day. Maybe this is that word that helps you to see your own definition in the eyes of God. Chosen by God, precious, you also, as living stones. We'll talk about being built into a spiritual house. We'll start to tie this together tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.